You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer joined by Nationals reporter Bill Latson this week. And Bill, we thank you for coming aboard. And what we're going to do today is kind of gaze into our crystal ball a little bit and throw some bold predictions out there for the 2016 season. And Bill, we're going to get your take on each of these predictions, and you give your position, either supporting it or shooting it down. So let's start here at the top with the reigning MVP, Mr. Bryce Harper. Easy place to start. Bill, Bryce Harper makes another preseason proclamation that the Nationals are going to win this year's World Series. Yay or nay?
Right now, I have to say nay, because I think they still need some work to do. I think they need to improve their bench. I think they still need one more starting pitcher. And I'm not impressed by the bullpen so far, although they've made a dramatic improvement. So I think if they can get a couple more bullpen guys, then I would say yay on that.
And prediction number two, this one's a little bit out there, but I want to get your opinion on it. Again, involving Bryce Harper, he and his best friend Jonathan Papelbon make a joint media appearance at some point during spring training, assuring the media that their troubles are behind them and that they've wiped the slate clean and everything will be smooth sailing for 2016. Do you see something like that happening?
Well, that's a good one. I would say yay, because I think Bryce and Papelbon would like to show that there's their friends, that what happened last September, you know, or October, I should say, was just a one-time thing, and they'll move on. There's no question in my mind. They've already announced that already, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, and prediction number three, Bill. Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg established themselves as the clear-cut best 1-2 combo in all of baseball, similar to what people regarded Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke as last year with the Dodgers. Do you see that happening?
Yay on that, because the way Strasburg pitched during the second half of the year, he was unbeatable. He was arguably the best starting pitcher on the Nationals. Scherzer, no question about it. The guy has no-hit stuff. And I just think that's going to be a different story than what we saw last year.
And I know it's absurd to ask this because it's such a rare feat to accomplish, but considering what he did last year on two occasions, do you see Max Scherzer throwing another no-hitter in 2016?
No question about it. The way he threw the ball last year, oh, man. I mean, he could be unstoppable almost every start. So, yes, I can see him throwing another no-hitter, maybe two.
Okay, and Bill, prediction number four, Bryce Harper, again, the reigning MVP, a historic season in 2015, especially for his age 22 season. Entering age 23, he puts up even bigger numbers than his MVP campaign this past year.
No doubt about it. It's yay on that, because he didn't drive in 100 runs last year. I'm expecting him to drive in 100 runs, hit over 40 homers, and maybe win his first batting title this time.
And do you see him winning a gold glove, too? We know he's got the cannon out there in right field. You know, Hayward's tough competition, but do you see a gold glove for him, too?
I would say yay on that, too, because he's improved dramatically playing right field compared to when he played left or even center. So there's no question he has the arm, he has the range, and I'm expecting him to be even better.
And that's a lofty bar to climb, but if anybody can do it, that is certainly Bryce Harper, the reigning MVP. I want to go back just a tad to the pitching end of things. We've talked about Scherzer. We've talked about Steven Strasburg. A lot of buzz about a kid in the minor leagues right now, Lucas Giolito, who many say has the premier fastball of any farmhand in all of baseball. Do we see him in a Nationals uniform at some point in 2016?
The answer is yay. I mean, we're going to see him during spring training. And if he does well, I wouldn't be surprised if he made the big league team, the opening day roster. So I'm telling you, he's legit, and he is going to be, I predict, one of the starters in that rotation to start the season.
And another rookie that could make waves in 2016 is Trey Turner. He was involved in that odd trade. He was the player to be named, even though everybody knew he was that player who was not named or already named or whatever you want to look at it as. Do you see him contending maybe a top three finish for NL Rookie of the Year?
I can see that, but right now I have to say nay, because I see him starting the year in the minor leagues just to get more seasoning. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he's going to be in big league spring training, He'll be competing against the Danny Espinosas, the Stephen Drews of the world. But I'm expecting him to be there maybe the middle of the year.
Certainly a promising prospect, both he and Giolito. We'll see if they have maybe midseason cameos for the Nationals, depending on where the team is in the standings. Exciting stuff, no question. Bill, one of the newest Nationals, of course, signing a contract on Christmas Eve, or coming to terms on Christmas Eve, I should say. Daniel Murphy, the former Met, he jumps sides in that rivalry as he takes over second base for the team. Does Daniel Murphy hit 20 home runs coming off his historic postseason for the Mets in 2015?
I would say yes. I think what we saw in the postseason wasn't a fluke. I think, do I think he'll hit 25 homers? Maybe, but I'll say he hit more than he did last year. He had 14 last year. I say he hits about 20.
And, of course, he gets six of those in six straight games in the postseason. So Nationals fans hoping that was the start of a trend and not necessarily an anomaly. And we'll see what Daniel Murphy does in his first season in D.C. in 2016. And, Bill, just coming down the home stretch here, of course, the Mets were the surprise winners of the NL East in 2015, took it all the way to the World Series. But do the Nationals reclaim the NL East crown in 2016?
As of right now, I have to say nay, because I still think, like I said earlier, they need some work. I want to see what they do with their rotation. I want to see what they do with the bullpen. And I want to see what they do with their bench. I mean, Dusty Baker wants to improve the bench. Cliff Robinson is a great player off the bench, but it would be nice if they can get a guy like Juan Uribe could really help his team out off the bench. If they can do all that, then I could say they'll be okay. They also need to improve defensively, too, because Ben Revere and Daniel Murphy are not below-average fielders. So we'll see how that goes.
And you brought up Dusty Baker in our final prediction here. Dusty Baker is a top-three finisher for NL Manager of the Year. What do you think?
I would say yay on that, because the guy's a player's manager. He always gets the players to play hard for him. It's not going to be any different with the Nationals.
And great stuff as always on this Tuesday from Nationals reporter Bill Latson. We thank you for the time, Bill. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Washington Nationals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.